for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi. I'm looking at my credit card statement from January and February, and I see charges from you that I don't recognize. Could you please help me?
I'd be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment, please.
Thank you.
No problem. First and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Leona Fujimoto, 1520 Smiley Heights Drive, Redlands, California, 92373.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Reviewing the account that shows there was a purchase that was made for a dash cam back on the 11th of January for the shipping and handling charge of $745. I do understand 24 to 48 hours of that purchase if the account was not canceled. A subscription charge would apply to the account, and you receive an email that provides you a $125 valued gift card to order more items off the website with the link within the email.
I don't recall ordering that, and I want to cancel the subscription, and I would like my money refunded.
So, yes, ma'am, it was a pre-authorized charge because the account was not canceled within the 24 to 48-hour time frame. I can most definitely go ahead and cancel the account, and we are able to provide a 35% refund on both charges.
Well, I can take it up with my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. And by you disputing it with your bank, you can also risk of losing that dispute because they will investigate the charge to see that it was a non-fraudulent transaction, and that will risk of you losing dispute on both ends, ma'am. So the highest that I can do is a 50% refund. Terms condition express that the account had to be canceled within the 24 to 48 hours.
So the charge on my February?
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
The charge on my February account will not be charged?
No, we
can
do.
And then you're giving me 50% back on the two January charges?
You was only charged once January. We can do you a 50% refund on your January and your February charge.
I want the February charge completely refunded.
You did not cancel the account within a sufficient time frame, ma'am. The highest that we can do is a 50% refund. And your account is canceled. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
All right. Just a moment. Okay, that number, please.
That is C as in Charlie. 258-98-2161.
C258982161.
Yes, ma'am. That is your cancellation confirmation. There will be no charges coming out moving forward. 24 to 48 hours for that email and 3 to 5 business days for the refund. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
This is a real ripoff because I didn't place an order for a dash cam.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, we do have the federal tracking number showing that was the item did deliver to the address, and that was on the 20th of January.
Yeah, I got this, but I don't know why I got it. I didn't know where it came from.
Yes, ma'am. It could have possibly been a survey that you was taking expressing that you wanted the dash cam and all you had to do was pay shipping. But it also expressed within terms conditions you had to cancel the account before your trial was over.
How can you work for a business like that? How do you sleep?
Your account is canceled 3 to 5 business days for that refund. I do appreciate you for calling customer service. You enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
No, don't hang up because I want to rectify this. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? I need to rectify this today, please.